with us. My name is Casey Porter. I am from here in Casper, and I am on Dez's team. I will just say that she is an absolute blessing, and when she asked, and so is her family, when she asked me to do this because she was not going to be able to be here, I will just say that they are huge shoes to fill, so I will do my best. I just want to start by encouraging you to tell the person who invited you here tonight, if you're a guest, thank you for caring about you enough to want to share some information with you that could potentially help your life and the possibility of helping a lot of other people too. As my background is as a nurse, so I have a master's degree in nursing. So when I saw the science and the research behind this, that's what drew me to LifeVantage. So when I found out that Dr. Talbot was coming, I was obviously ridiculously excited, because that is what I love so much about this company. But Dr. Talbot, who I'm going to introduce, his list of accomplishments is way too much for me to memorize. So I'm going to read a little bit about him first, and then I'll kind of tell you a little bit more about him. So he is the recipient of a dozen competitive research awards. He has a dual bachelor's degree in fitness management and sports medicine. He has a master's degree in exercise science, a PhD in nutritional biochemistry. He is a board certified nutrition specialist, a licensed nutritionist, a fellow of the American College of Sports Medicine, a fellow of the American Institute for Stress, a fellow of the American College of Nutrition. He has served as the nutrition consultant and educator for elite level athletes, including members of the Utah Jazz, United States Ski and Snowboard Association, the Performance Enhancement Team for the U.S. Track and Field Association, and at the United States Olympic Training Centers. He is the author of over 200 articles and 10 books on nutrition, fitness, and wellness. One of the things that I respect most about Dr. Talbot is that he is an elite athlete himself, so he walks the walk too. He has competed at an elite level of rowing, cycling, and triathlons. Just to give you a little bit of an idea about him as an athlete, in August, he did an Ironman triathlon, which is a 2.4-mile swim, a 112-mile bike ride, and then a 26.2-mile marathon. And then the next weekend, he did the Leadville 100-mile bike race. As if that wasn't enough, the next weekend, he did the Leadville 100-mile running race. So, absolutely, you know, most of us can't finish one of those, more or less three of them in three consecutive weekends. So, absolutely amazing. And we were also very excited when he recently won the distinction of being the fittest CEO. So we were pretty excited about that. His work has been featured on the Dr. Oz show and at the White House as a part of Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign to fight childhood obesity. Dr. Talbot recently returned from Cambridge, England, which is a university that has a history of being at the forefront of medicine and healthcare. There, he not only attended the world's first NRF2 conference, but he was asked to be a presenter. So tonight he's going to be telling us a little bit about that technology and how that is going to revolutionize medicine. And the final thing I just want to say about Dr. Talbot, and this is a little bit on a personal note about the company also, but this company is so much more than the science that you're going to hear about, like Mike alluded to. You know, not only did when Dez asked, and one of the leaders of our company, you know, the chief science officer says, sure, I'll come to Wyoming in the middle of winter. You know, I mean, that says a lot about him, our company, but also when a crisis happens for someone on our team, someone in our family, him and so many other people from our company have personally reached out, not only to share knowledge, to share love, to share prayers. And I just want to thank him for that in front of everyone. And just let everyone know here, like Mike, that what an amazing opportunity we have, both to listen to him and with this company. So with no further ado, our Chief Science Officer, Dr. Sean Talbot.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Thanks, you guys. Where did you find all that stuff? My mother would be very proud. Thanks for coming out. You know, when Des invited me, she said, would you come and do a little meeting for us in Casper? Holy mackerel, look at all these people. This is fantastic. I didn't expect this sort of a turnout, but I'm really, really psyched you guys all came. So let's get...
I don't have...
Bruce. That's okay.
Okay.
Oh, I have to do that.
You're good to go.
Sorry. So tonight I'm going to talk to you guys about our products. What I'm not going to do... And I want to be, how many people here are guests? You're not LifeVantage distributors, by a show of hands. Wow, that's a lot of guests. Fantastic. Thank you very much for coming out. I want to start off by saying what I'm not going to try to do is convince you of anything, right? This isn't a sales pitch. That isn't what I do. What I'm going to do is explain to you what we have in terms of what the science is, how our products work, why they're unique, what they do, some of the research studies behind them. And then let you make a decision, right? So at the end of this night, there's going to be a decision to make. I'm interested. I'm not interested. Maybe I'm interested later. You know. So that's it. You know. No hard feelings if you're not interested right now. If you see what we see, though, I think you will be interested because this idea, this NRF2, this is a protein that lives inside every single one of our cells that helps protect us. I'm going to explain to you guys how we activate it, why it's important, why in a lot of ways it's the future of where nutrition and health and medicine is going. So I'll try to give you a perspective for that as we go through here. But I want to kind of focus you on this concept that what our products do are all about managing stress, right? Does anybody in here have any stress at all in their lives? Why does everybody laugh when I ask that question? Why do you laugh, ma'am? When I ask that, do you have stress and you laugh? Everybody laughs. Why do you laugh?
Because there is stress.
Because there's stress. How much stress?
Lots
of stress. It's all around us. It's everywhere, right? There's work stress. There's relationship stress and psychological stress. There's environmental stress, you know, from sitting in traffic, breathing polluted air, breathing exhaust, stress of your work. Financial stress is probably the most prevalent stress that any of us encounter. Not because it's this life-threatening kind of stress. It's not Hurricane Katrina, and it's not an earthquake, and it's not a tornado, like that kind of stress. It's chronic stress. It's this low-grade kind of stress that's always there in the back of your mind. It's the first thing you think of when you wake up, the bills, the job, the mortgage, that kind of stuff. It's always there. Financial stress is all around us. And one of the things that's interesting about the kind of work that I do, at least I think it's interesting, is that we can study these kinds of psychological stressors and we can measure them at the cellular level. We can literally measure in your DNA, in your genetic material, the effect of that kind of stress. And so sometimes, every once in a while, I'll get somebody who will ask them about stress and they'll go, no, I'm good. I don't have any stress, right? And somebody just laughed right down here. Who is that guy, right? Who doesn't have stress? But even that person that doesn't have a lot of psychological stress, maybe they have a lot of money in the bank. Maybe they have an awesome job. Maybe they have the perfect family dynamic. Maybe they only breathe the pure Wyoming air, right? Maybe everything is just clicking for them. I like to remind them of some of these other kinds of things that are going on in our bodies that we don't really think of as stress. You know, you miss a little bit of sleep. You don't get your 5 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. How many people eat less than 5 to 10 servings of brightly colored fruits and vegetables every day? Come on, be honest. Okay, now about 80% of the hands are going up. I'm right there with you. Colton, what did we have for lunch today?
We had
We had big old fat Sonic burgers, right? We got off the plane, we're tired, we're hungry, there's the Sonic. That's what we got, right? So we're right there with you. There was a tomato on mine, so I probably did better than, yeah. But think, so there's that kind of, you know, poor nutrition kinds of stress. When we don't get those phytonutrients, our bodies aren't able to mount an appropriate stress response, so our cells become more damaged than they should. This one, lack of sleep. How many people in here get less than 8.5 hours of sleep every night? Right? Everyone laughs at that one too. Right? I'm not trying to make you laugh. I'm trying to educate you guys a little bit. So about 80% of the hands went up there with lack of sleep. Do you guys know how much the average amount of sleep is in the United States right now per night?
Six.
Six and a half. I'm going to give you a prize. 6.5 is what it is right now. Do you think that's much of a stress? 6.5 versus 8.5. So you're missing 2 hours of sleep. How stressful can that be? You're nodding your head, yes. Do you know what the stress is that goes on in your body when you miss 2 hours of sleep? It's very significant. There's a whole change in your metabolism, whole change in your whole hormonal cascade. So we can measure that. We can measure somebody who's what we call a short sleeper, that 6.5 hour person, and compare them to an 8.5 hour person. And that 6.5 hour person, they have 50% more exposure to a stress hormone called cortisol, right? Big deal. But that cortisol now interferes with another hormone called insulin that regulates your blood sugar levels. When that insulin is interfered with, now your blood sugar levels fluctuate a lot more than they ought to. When they're too high, you're not burning fat. When they're too low, you're getting cravings for junk food and donuts and cupcakes and gummy bears. And now people are smiling because I'm getting a little close to home, right? You know, that's the 3 o'clock dip in energy where you're looking through your drawer and your glove compartment and your purse. And so when that blood sugar fluctuates, we can actually measure that 2 hours of sleep, cortisol, insulin, blood sugar, belly fat, when it puts your body in a situation where you're more likely to store fat around the midsection. You're basically putting yourself in a pre-diabetic state just because you missed 2 hours of sleep, right? It's that significant when our bodies are under stress, and we can measure that right down to the cellular level. So that's what we address here. All of these products that I'll talk about a little bit later tonight, whether we talk about True Science on the skin, we talk about Axio in the brain, or we talk about Protandim, which sort of has an average effect throughout the entire body, what we're doing is we're restoring the balance between cellular stress when your body is off and putting yourself back into balance when your cell is back in what we would call homeostasis. It's not stressed anymore. That's what these products are all about. So if we think about stress as the problem, and there's millions upon millions upon millions of people that have this problem, they know that they have the stress of some of the things that I just mentioned before, but they don't realize that it gets right down to their cellular level. So if we were to say to somebody what the solution is, right? I could stand up here as a nutritionist and a physiologist and I could say, you know what you guys need to do? You need to eat your 5 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. And you need to be physically active on more days of the week than not. And you need to get your 8 hours of sleep. And you need to not eat the Sonic burger like Colton and I did, you know, for lunch. And you need to reduce your stress. And you need to drink pure water and breathe pure air. And you need to do all these kinds of things, right? And what should your response be to that sort of advice?
Not happening.
Yeah, not happening, right? You should go, yeah, right, that's not my world, right? I want you to do all those things. I want you to do as much as you can to achieve all those things. But I also am a realist, in addition to being a nutritionist, and I realize that you're not going to be able to do those things all the time. And in order to rebalance your body, you need to go in and sort of manually reset that cellular stress. That's what we do with these products. So if stress is the problem, we've got Protandim, which on average reduces cellular stress by 40% throughout the entire body in 30 days. And I'll show you some of that data to prove that point in just a little bit. We have something like True Science, which is specifically formulated with some of the same phytonutrients that you find in Protandim, but some additional phytonutrients that are particularly active in the skin, so we can get a topical topical effect in reducing cellular stress. And in doing so, the skin comes back stronger and healthier, and therefore it looks better. We have a product like Axio that most people will look at and think it's an energy drink. And it's not an energy drink at all. It's really more of an anti-fatigue drink. And when I say that, people think I'm trying to be cute and play with words, right? But it works in a completely different way. It works in the brain neurons to reduce that cellular stress. And when you do that, you experience more energy, you experience more mental focus and more clarity and better mood and better motivation and things. And I'll show you some data for that as well. And then the fourth category that we're working on right now and we'll come out with sometime next year is this performance platform, where one end of the performance is helping people lose body fat and the other end of the performance is helping people improve their performance, in terms of athletic performance. But it's even bigger than that. When I talk about performance, it's not so much run faster or jump higher. It really is this idea of getting your body back in balance so you can have higher level of performance doing whatever it is you want to do. Whether that's be with your family, whether that's walk your dog, ride a horse, do whatever you want to do, whatever your hobby is, you should want to have the highest level of performance that you can to enjoy your life. That's what we mean by performance. And all of those benefits come back to this, rebalancing the body in terms of cellular stress. And it gets us to a point where if we can do that in somebody, they feel so much better. It's this term that I like to use called best future you. It enables your body and your mind and your whole persona to be the best version of yourself. And the thing that's cool about that is that once you get in this state, you feel like helping somebody else achieve what you have just achieved. If it's energy, if it's mood, if it's looking better, if it's a better, healthier state, if it's feeling less stressed, whatever that is, you end up paying that forward. And that is one of the things you were starting to allude to, I think, when you guys were up here doing the introductions, is that this business is more about that than it is about these products necessarily. Before I go any further, I think it's probably important for me to say, especially to the guests, I'm going to talk a lot about science in just a couple of slides, and I'm going to show you some graphs, and I'm going to talk about metabolism, and I'll talk about different aspects of biochemistry. But this business isn't about becoming a nutritionist. It's not about becoming a product expert. That's one of the reasons that we do as many audio files and brochures and websites and videos and webinars and all that kind of stuff, so that somebody else like me or somebody on the research and development team can tell that product story for you. This business is about sharing. It's about connection. It's about networking. That's why we call it network marketing, okay? So don't sit there in your chair and think, oh my gosh, I could never remember all of this gobbledygook that this guy is talking about, because you don't need to. That's not what this business is all about. Okay, so, if we're out of balance because of stress, and our cells are under stress, and our DNA and our cell membranes and our mitochondria and all that kind of stuff is being damaged because we're under stress, the question is, how do we restore that balance? How do we either keep ourselves in balance in the face of all these stressors, or if we're already out of balance, how do we get ourselves back into balance? And the way we do that is through each of these products that I just mentioned. They're formulated specifically for a particular outcome. And it all comes back to this idea of NRF2 metabolism. So we make a lot of these tools, right? So this tool, this Deadly Antioxidants book, is a summary of 20 really heavy-duty scientific studies in a very easy-to-understand format. So each of those studies is summarized in about a page and a half in easy-to-understand, a little bit scientific language. It's not non-scientific language. But people will say sometimes when we present this opportunity to them, they'll say, well, I need to see the studies, right? Has anybody ever sent someone out to PubMed, the research database, so they can Google their own, they can type in Protandim and see all the studies? How has that worked out for you guys? Good? Right? Do people go there and they get all the studies and they download them and they read them and they highlight them and they... No. What do they do? They go there and they go, oh my gosh, and then they go over to YouTube and they look at funny cat videos, right? Yeah. Because no one wants to read those. I like to read those studies, but I'm odd. So this is a way for people to digest the studies And then if they want to get the full studies, then they can go to PubMed. Then they can go to the, you know, the circulation, and they can go to all the journal websites and get the actual research if they want to. These brochures that we just came out with are an even more pared down version, so that you can give somebody just the one about cardiovascular and the benefits of NRF2 activation, or just the one about brain, or just the one about skin, or just the one about cancer. And those are available to you. Oh, I don't have the website up there. These are available on a website called lifevantagetools.com, right? And that's a way so that, again, you don't have to become the product expert. You can just say, read this, or watch the video, or whatever the case may be. So we can't do this by ourselves, right? We have a very, very talented research and development department where, so I'm a nutritional biochemist. We have other nutritionists. We have skincare experts. We have market research people. We have formulation experts that help us do that kind of work. But we also have external experts. We have scientific advisory board members who have expertise in ethnobotany, in immunology, in brain function and psychiatry, in veterinary medicine. And they help us. They guide us. They advise us on, are we doing the right kinds of studies? Are we developing the right kinds of products? Are we basically asking the right kinds of questions with our research? We also have a medical advisory board that's made up of clinicians in specialty areas that these people are also distributors, so that we're able to ask them, how is this message being received in the field? How are your healthcare professional colleagues receiving this message about NRF2 metabolism and cellular stress and protecting the body and things like that? And the fact that they're all in different areas of medicine, you know, a cardiologist is going to have a different perspective than a chiropractor, who's going to have a different perspective than a dentist, et cetera, et cetera. But we want to try to be as inclusive as possible when we're asking these scientific and medical questions, so we can get to the right answers. We also have the opportunity to work with some elite athletes. For those of you who don't know, we're the Jersey Front sponsor of the Real Salt Lake professional soccer team, Major League Soccer team. And so these guys have been taking our products for a year now, and we've just been able to establish the LifeVantage Sports Science Lab at RSL. So this has been in place for about a month now, and we've been gathering data. We've been taking blood samples and urine samples and saliva samples and every fluid that these poor dudes have. We're sucking it out of them so we can show what happens before supplementation and after supplementation. It's when they're under stress. So when they're doing their hard workouts, we're able to customize their training based on the level of stress that their body's under. So you can give this same guys the same workout, and one guy might respond well to it, and another guy doesn't. The other guy might get injured or sick or hurt because it's too much stress. So we can monitor that training, and then we can optimize it and use the supplements to modulate that level of cellular stress, so those players get the most out of their workouts. We also, in addition to all the research studies that I'm going to talk about in just a few minutes, our quality control is second to none in this entire industry. We have a series of videos called LifeVantage Lab. One of those is just about the quality control process. So, you know, we literally look at the field where we grow the herbs. And then after the herbs are extracted, we measure them to make sure they have what we want in terms of bioactives and don't have anything else in terms of pesticides and heavy metals and, you know, that sort of thing. Then once they're extracted and they're formulated into a finished product, we're testing that as well ourselves at third-party laboratories. And then we're having certifying organizations test again. So this one, BSCG, stands for Banned Substances Control Group. This one's important because the elite-level athletes that we work with want to make sure that there's nothing in those products they're going to cause them to test positive for doping, for steroids or stimulants or that kind of thing. So this is well beyond what most companies go through in terms of quality control. We want to make sure that we have what we have, what we're supposed to have, and nothing else. We're also just announcing that we got NSF certification for our product. So NSF certifies not only nutritional supplements, but lots and lots of other stuff. They're probably the most prevalent third-party quality control certification organization in the world, and we just went through the process. In fact, we went through the process, and they came back to our quality control guys and said, you know what? Not only are you approved, we're not asking for any more information. We never put anybody through on the first pass. You guys are the first ones that have ever gone through with one try without us coming back and saying, now we need this and this and this and this. So our QA, QC people were very proud of themselves, and rightfully so, that they were able to get through that stringent process. We have these LifeVantage Lab videos. The one that they just started to play there is probably the episode 1, which is a summary of all of the different products. We have a brand new episode 1 that includes Axio Now. This is a 5-minute video where you can just press play and somebody can get an overview of all the different products without you becoming that product expert. We're doing a series of new science webinars. They're going to be twice a month. The first one was last night. So I was in Loveland, Colorado last night to do a meeting just like this. And I literally went into a little room, turned on my Wi-Fi, did a webinar really quick about Nrf2 metabolism, and then ran out and did a presentation like this. There were almost 2,000 people on that webinar last night. And that tells us that this message is starting to get out to a lot of people. A lot of people, not just scientists, are interested in this idea of Nrf2 activation and protecting the body and having the body come back better than it was in the first place. So this one was March 4th. The next one will be 2 weeks from now. We'll do it about another topic. So I mentioned before that this business isn't about convincing people to join. It's not about becoming the product expert. It's also not about trying to change a skeptic's view, right? People will call me sometimes and say, hey, I've got a really good potential prospect who'd be awesome for this business, but they just need to be convinced, right? You just laughed. That's not the person we're looking for necessarily. If they're not convinced already after we present them with the options, they're probably not open to it right now. They might be later. The people we're looking for aren't the skeptics. The people we're looking for are what I would call the believers, right? They're the people who look at what we have and they go, oh my gosh, if this is real, I'm in, right? That's the person we're looking for. Because 20 studies on Protandim and a half a dozen studies on our other products and probably a dozen studies in the works right now, I joke around with people sometimes and they'll look at our 20 studies on Protandim and they'll say, well, you know what? When you get more studies, then maybe I'm in, right? And I go, how many? 21 is enough for you, or 23 is enough for you? It's, there's a certain kind of person who is, we might call them early adopters, right? Who see something and they want to be on the cutting edge of it. That's exactly where we are right now. It's very similar to this. When the first plane got off the ground, right, there were exactly 2 people who thought that plane was going to fly. Orville and Wilbur, exactly. Everybody, you can't see them in the shot, but there's 100 people standing outside this shot going, uh-huh, yep, we'll see what happens, right? And then it flew and they went, ooh, okay. And they went and they became skeptical of something else. The first phone, the first cars coming off of Henry Ford's assembly line. How many people have a smartphone with them right now? Right, probably close to everybody, right? 10 years ago, nobody could envision that there would be an iPhone or a Galaxy or one of those kinds of supercomputers in your pocket, right? That was science fiction 10 years ago. That's where we are right now with Nrf2 metabolism. It does sound ridiculous, right? That with these weeds and seeds that we have in our products, that we can manually activate this central health pathway in the body that not only protects us but cleans up the damage and then has our cells come back stronger than they were in the first place. That's what this is doing. That's why I get so excited about it, because we didn't even know about Nrf2 20 years ago, and now there's close to 200,000 scientific studies on it. The Cambridge conference that was mentioned in my introduction, that's the first scientific conference that was dedicated just to this Nrf2 pathway, just to this health and longevity pathway. So it's a really, really exciting time. And it's not just, I think it's important to say, it's not just me that's saying it. It's not just LifeVantage that's saying it. It's these 200,000 studies, but it's also all of these scientific organizations. These are just a few of them that have put this idea of cellular stress and cellular rebalancing at the forefront of their scientific conferences just in the past year. So this is one of the TED conferences. This is the 431 project that's geared towards childhood obesity. It's run by the same people who run the TED conferences. American College of Lifestyle Medicine, American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. This Biochemical Society is the London or the Cambridge NERF 2. The end of this month at Experimental Biology in Boston, I'll be presenting a study about our canine health product and how NERF2 activation in a dog can help that dog perform better because of the enzyme levels and because of the lower stress levels. Philippine Heart Association, the National Institutes of Health Healthy Aging Summit, and I put all of these things up on my own blog site, which is my name, SeanTalbot.com. So people will sometimes see that kind of stuff and they get excited about it, and they don't know where to go. You know, like, how do I get to the American College of Lifestyle Medicine? You know, all of those slides are on my website with a little commentary and sometimes with a little audio file if I was able to capture the presentation I did. But this idea is becoming a very hot area in science. And the reason I'm mostly excited about it isn't because of the science. You know, I love going to these conferences and giving presentations to my colleagues, to other scientists and other medical professionals. But what happens at those conferences is interesting. You know, I'll present my data, and I'll talk about phytonutrient activation of this pathway. And, you know, they'll literally go, yes, Dr. Talbot, very interesting data. And that's it, right? You go have a drink, and you talk about your data, but it doesn't go any further than that. One of the things that's cool about coming here is that someone here will get excited about it, and they'll go share it with somebody else. And they'll get excited about it, and they'll share it with somebody else. And then you'll try a product, and you'll get a benefit, and you'll share that with somebody else. So there's a very important reality of this sort of a meeting where we can take the science and we can actually do something beneficial in the world with it. That's what the power of this business is all about. So let's talk about some of these sources of stressors, right? I'm going to use oxidative stress as one example. But it can be oxidative stress, it can be inflammatory stress, it can be glycation stress, which is like that fluctuating blood sugar. It can be cortisol stress, it can be all sorts of different stress can damage that cell. But look at if we just look at oxidative stress, look at all of the things that we're surrounded by. They're going to cause that cell to be out of balance and therefore to accumulate damage. Lack of good nutrition, fast food, air and water pollutants, medications, pesticides, etc., etc., etc. So lots of things around us, not even counting some of the other ones that I talked about before. So what people are doing now, to the tune of billions of dollars every single year in the nutrition category, is buying to protect themselves from that kind of stress. They're buying high doses of vitamin E and high doses of C and high doses of A and beta carotene and selenium and all the rest. And not only is that not protecting them the way they think it is, it's actually allowing more damage to accumulate in the body. And part of that reason might be those high doses of isolated supplements are interfering with the body's ability to protect itself. And we know this because of these kinds of very large-scale studies. Vitamin E, an increased risk of prostate cancer. Beta-carotene, an increased risk of lung cancer. Some of these antioxidant supplements, an increased risk of skin cancer, increased risk of mortality. Mortality is a pretty bad side effect to get from your vitamins, right? That means you're dying sooner than you ought to, and that's not a good thing. But when I show this, I'll show this at, you know, I show this at A4M, I show this at American College of Lifestyle Medicine, I show these slides very often to my scientific peers, and what do you think they say when I put this slide up? Yeah, very interesting, right? Not even that, they're not interested. And the reason they're not interested is because these papers are 10 years old. What they say when I put this slide up, they say, we already know this. This is already well accepted in medicine and science, that people shouldn't do this because it's not protecting them and it's hurting them. The public doesn't know this right now. The average person that watches Dr. Oz or reads USA Today or reads Health Magazine or watches the nightly news or whatever haven't heard this story yet. For whatever reason, this hasn't tipped into the public domain. But when it does, and I think 2015 is going to be the year that it's going to tip, just because of some of the things I'm seeing in the scientific community, when this tips, people are literally going to say, whoa, I guess I need to stop spending all my money on that, but I still want to protect myself. What do I do? And what they do is this. They activate their body's own process. So that high dose of vitamin E or C or beta carotene is probably interfering somewhere in this pathway so that our body's not able to protect itself. This is the NRF2 pathway. This is a cell. So this is your cytoplasm. This is inside your cell, but not inside your nucleus. Your nucleus is the part of your cell where all your DNA, all your genetic material is. And NRF2 lives out here in the cytosol, or the cytoplasm. What it's doing there, does anyone know what it's doing there, right here? This NRF2 KEEP1 complex, do you know what that's doing in your cell? Some of you have heard me talk about this before. It's not destroying free radicals. It's not doing anything to free radicals right now. What's it doing?
Waking them up.
Produce or stimulating the production of the SOD.
And it will stimulate the production of the SOD, but not until it gets down here. What's it doing right now? Just sitting there, hanging out.
Trying to get in.
It's trying to get in. It's not going to get in until it's not active. It's just sensing the internal environment of the cell, right? It's exactly like, I don't even know where it is in here. The thermostat on the wall in here is sensing the temperature of this room, right? When this room gets too hot, it's going to kick on the air conditioning, and the temperature is going to come back down to a balance point. If it gets too cold, it's going to kick on the heat, and it's going to come back up to a balance point. That's exactly what this is. It's a sensor. It's a thermostat for cellular stress. And when that senses cellular stress, what happens is NRF2 dissociates from this KEEP1. This KEEP1 is an anchoring protein that keeps the NRF2 inactive. Once it senses cellular stress, the NRF2 dissociates. Once it's free of that KEEP1, it can travel down into the nucleus. It attaches to this part of the gene called the ARE, the antioxidant response element, and that's the signal. That binding is the signal for the cell to start producing all of those protective enzymes and all of those housekeeping, cleanup, stress response kinds of proteins. So you get two effects. That complex senses stress, leaps into action, produces things that are going to protect you from the stress so there's no more damage, then goes around and cleans up the damage that has sort of slipped through, and your cell comes back and it's stronger and it's healthier and it's in a more resilient state. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what's going on. I'm going to give this to you because you were close enough. So that is, it's built into every single cell in the body. Why wouldn't we just activate that? And the reason we wouldn't think of just activating this system that's already built in is because we didn't know how to until just very recently. So the guy you saw in that video, the older doctor, Dr. McCord, who was in the white lab coat and being interviewed, he discovered SOD, superoxide dismutase, 45 years ago, right? Back in 68 or 69. That SOD is a great big protein molecule. You can't eat it and get an effect. As soon as you swallow it, it gets digested, just like any other protein would, just like your steak would or your chicken would. When you inject it, the body breaks it down very quickly. So we didn't know how to turn on the body's natural production of it, except by inducing cellular stress. Then, about 20 years ago, a group in Japan studied the NRF2 or discovered the NRF2 pathway, and discovered it as the switch that turns on the natural production of SOD and catalase and glutathione peroxidase and a whole raft of other protective cleanup kinds of proteins. And so now, 20 years ago, we can start thinking about, wait a minute, maybe we can go in and naturally manipulate this. Maybe we can turn this on without cellular stress. And what we've found over the years is that it's absolutely possible to do this, to tell people don't take their antioxidants, make their own antioxidants. Encourage your body to do what it's designed to do, which is induce that natural protective effect. And that's what all of these studies are about. I mentioned before, there's hundreds of thousands of studies now about how do we activate this pathway. And one of the things that's interesting is no matter what tissue we look in, whether we look in the heart, whether we look in cerebral blood vessels, whether we look in muscles, whether we look in brains, wherever we look, that pathway exists. And when we turn it on, good things happen to the cell. The cell is more protected, it's less damaged, it's more efficient metabolically. So it's a good thing across all levels. One of the problems with all of us sitting here right now is that we're breathing, right? What happens when we breathe? We make carbon dioxide. We're breathing in oxygen. Breathing in oxygen, breathing out carbon dioxide. We're metabolizing food that we ate for dinner, creating energy from that food. About 2 to 4% of all the oxygen we're breathing in is leaking out as free radicals, leaking out as these reactive oxygen molecules that can cause that damage. If we're not able to protect ourselves from that damage, we're going to accumulate problems in our cells. One of the problems with aging is that when we're young, we have lots of NRF2 protein. When we're older, we have a lot less. You can see it, you can see the blots right here. You can also see it this way. Here's a young level of NRF2 protein. Here's an old level of NRF2 protein. And it's only about a quarter. So if you think of it that way, as we age, we have less of an ability to turn on that mechanism, less of an ability to protect ourselves. And the result of that is that we have higher levels of cellular damage. This is one way to measure cellular damage in the body. There's lots of ways to measure that. But we know that there's natural phytonutrients, there's natural plant compounds that can activate that pathway. In fact, a lot of nutrition now is looking at and discovering that the reason that broccoli is healthy for us is because it activates NRF2 through a compound called sulforaphane. The reason that a compound like or a spice like turmeric is healthy for us is because it has something called curcumin. The reason that green tea is healthy for us is because it has a compound called EGCG. So we're able to find this kind of stuff now. And we have a list back at the lab of a couple hundred known NRF2 activators. The resveratrol in your red wine. Who's drinking red wine here right now? I saw a couple glasses. Yeah, that's good. Keep doing that.
Okay.
All right? So that's good news, right? If you learn one thing tonight, dark chocolate, the flavonoids in dark chocolate. The reason dark chocolate is good for our heart is because it's activating the NRF2 pathway in that tissue. The reason that that a lot of these foods are healthy for us is because of those natural phytonutrients activate the NRF2 pathway in some of those tissues. So I have these five up here because these are the five that are that are in the Protandim blend. These are the five that we've discovered a synergy between. It's not like we give 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 and we get a 5x effect. We get more like a 10x effect or 15x effect or 20x effect. These are the NRF2 activating ability of all of these individual ingredients. So here you can see ashwagandha and its ability to activate NRF2. Black pepper, which is in our Japan formula. Here's bacopa. Here's green tea. Here's milk thistle, et cetera, et cetera. They're all NRF2 activators, which is awesome. But here's the Protandim blend, the US version and the Japan version. And what you see here is not only do we get a lot more overall activation of NRF2, we get at a much lower dose. That means that we're getting a true synergy there, that the combination of those five is not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 additive. It's really 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 synergistic because this fold induction is 10 or 15 or 20, depending on the bioassay that we look at. Does that make sense to everybody? Yeah. So this is one of the things that just makes me mad. When somebody looks at the products and looks at the side of the label and goes, oh, yeah, turmeric and green tea, I know those things. I'm going to go down to the grocery store and get them tomorrow and start taking them, and I'll get the same effect. Thanks anyway. Right? Does that ever happen to any of the distributors in here?
Yeah.
Do you think if they go down to the grocery store and they start taking turmeric or milk thistle or one of those, do you think they're going to get any benefit?
No.
Some. Exactly. They're going to get some. Right? They start taking their milk thistle. Look, they're going to get a little bit of a benefit, but they're not going to get that benefit. That's what we're offering. We've done the science for them. We're giving them something that's proven out in 20 studies, in every tissue that we've looked at, in all of these different conditions. So the science has been there, so they know they're getting a high-quality, efficacious, science-backed kind of a product. And we know that when we feed it to people, we get these kinds of effects. So this is the slide that you saw on the computer in that video that you just watched. And what you notice is that this is the age of the people, and you immediately see this is cellular damage. This is measuring T-bars is a way of measuring specific damage to cell membranes throughout the entire body. So this measurement here, the higher up it goes, the more damaged membranes you have throughout your entire body. What do you see immediately in the red dots before they've supplemented with Protandim? Damage. Yeah, who has more damage?
Old
people. Old dudes have more damage, right? Too bad for them. Why do you think they do? Because what? Yeah, you've been rode hard and put away wet, right? You've been around. You've been around the block. You've been here longer to accumulate more damage. But remember the slide I showed you before? As you age, you're producing less of the nerf too. You're less able to protect yourself, so your cell damage accumulates over time. An 80-year-old has a heck of a lot more damage than a 20-year-old. But look at the green dots. After supplementation with Protandim, you can't tell biochemically, metabolically, you can't tell at the cellular level who's who anymore, right? The 80-year-old looks just like a 20-year-old, looks just like a 40-year-old on average. So this is an anti-aging effect right down at the cellular level. And when we put averages to it, it's a 40% reduction in cell damage throughout the entire body in 30 days. That's phenomenal. You don't see that magnitude change in that short period of time because the synergy is so effective, right? That's a pretty good effect to have. So we know we can get that systemically throughout the entire body. So our next step was we studied it in lots and lots of tissues. That's what this book is all about. But now we're looking at it and studying it specifically in skin. And so this is looking at what can happen with the True Science blend, which is the Protandim blend plus some additional ingredients, Nrf2 activators that work specifically well in the skin. So what you're looking at here is Nrf2 staining intensity 24 hours after ultraviolet light exposure. Probably the biggest stressor for our skin is UV light from sunlight, you know, UV rays from sunlight exposure. That causes lots and lots of damage. So what we wanted to do is we took skin samples, we applied for 6 days, either nothing, a cream that was just like the True Science cream without the Nrf2 activators. So we got, with this cream, you're able to get moisturizing and you're able to get good elastin benefits and collagen benefits and things like that, but you're not able to get this. Once you add the Nrf2 activators, you get more Nrf2 protein in the skin, and we're able to measure that. So that's an anti-aging effect. We can take these skin samples and apply a stressor, and we have more Nrf2 protein. We have a bigger shield, so to speak. We have a bigger ability to protect when we're exposed to stress. So this is when it gets really cool. Now we can bomb those skin samples with high levels of UV radiation as a way to damage the DNA in that skin sample. So what we're measuring here is something called thymine dimers. This is damaged DNA. So a high level means a lot of DNA damage. And what you see here is after we do that DNA or that ultraviolet light exposure, here's the untreated skin. Here's the non-Nrf2 cream. High levels of damage, high levels of DNA damage. Here's the True Science that has all the moisturizing and those sorts of benefits, but now it has those protecting benefits, and you can see that we're reducing DNA damage, right? That's an amazing effect. I was talking at dinner tonight with some people that cosmetics aren't supposed to do that. Cosmetics are only supposed to make us look pretty, right? That's really their effect. They're supposed to, if you look at the language of cosmetics marketing, they reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. They help with skin tone. They help with youthful appearance, right? Those are the kinds of things you see here. 95% more moisturized and hydrated skin. 88% brighter and more luminous skin, right? That's cosmetic speak. This kind of stuff is enabling the skin to induce a healing response, right? So we can bomb it with a stressor, and the skin not only comes back, not only protects itself, but comes back stronger and healthier. And I can illustrate that with this other study, which is the shaving study that we just completed. So we had 27 subjects in this trial, and we wanted to be able to show the same effect to men that we've been showing over the last couple of months to women. We had 13 African Americans. Anyone know why we had a separate group of African Americans? Skin type and hair type, right? So when an African American shaves, you're more likely to get irritation. You're more likely to get cellular stress, right? Because of changes in skin, because of changes in hair type. And so we wanted to use them as an example of this is going to be the most stressful situation that we can apply in terms of a shaving study. We had them use the regimen for 7 days. So they didn't use the eye cream, But they use the cleanser as a shave cream, the perfecting lotion as an aftershave, and the facial cream as a moisturizer afterwards. And we had a trained technician, a trained skin technician, evaluate the health of the skin before and after shaving. This is what it looked like. So I'm going to show you just two data points. Here's irritation. We can grade irritation on a scale from 1 to 10, basically. Here's baseline. Here's the entire group. Here's the African-American group. This is before they shaved. This is after they shaved. So you can see that shaving, what we're doing is we're applying a mechanical stress, right? We're scraping sharpened metal across your face in order to induce damage. And that's exactly what we're doing. There's a lot of damage here. They're up into the moderate, almost, you know, mid-moderate level of irritation. Then we had them use the products, the three products, minus the eye serum, for 7 days. Then we had them come back into the laboratory and shave again. So here's where they are before they shaved. This is 7 days of using the product. Look at this. Their skin is less irritated. Their skin is better than it was in the first place, right? So that just tells guys, look, if you use these products, if you steal your wife's skin cream and start using it, your skin is going to be better. It's going to be healthier. It's going to be less irritated. It's going to be smoother and more moisturized. And that's good. Then we had them shave. It's exactly the same. We couldn't induce an irritation. We couldn't damage the skin because it has more Nrf2, because it's able to activate that protective and that healing response. That's a pretty good effect. Then we looked at another parameter called barrier function. We measure it by something called transepidermal water loss. Now, the skin should be a barrier. It should be a barrier to, it shouldn't let certain things in and it shouldn't let certain things out. And when we shave, we disrupt that massively. So here you can see after shaving, we're up into the critical zone of that skin not being a very good barrier anymore. After they use the products for 7 days, here's what their skin looks like. 7 days, this is before they're shaved, it's better than baseline. And then after shaving, same exact thing. We can't damage it because the skin has a better ability to protect itself. And this gets us to these final results. 32% average reduction in irritation, 28% average reduction or improvement in barrier function. And this is really important for you guys to understand, a very high response rate. Sometimes in clinical trials, you can get a good average effect, but it's really good for some people and not so good for other people. This response rate tells us that virtually every single guy in the study got the same high level magnitude effect. And it really lets us say something like this, that it's bulletproof skin, right? We're able to bomb it with ultraviolet. We're able to cut it with shear stress, and the skin comes back better than it was before because it's able to heal itself. So I'm going to shift gear. I talked a little bit about Protandim. I talked a little bit about True Science, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Axio. And Axio is a product that, when we were formulating it and people heard we were coming out with it, people literally said to us, really? Energy drink, is that what LifeVantage has become? We're just going to come after energy because it's a big category. I said before, it's not really energy. It's really more anti-fatigue. And it's that way because I've studied fatigue and energy and mood state for a lot of my career. And one of the things that we find is that when somebody tells us that they're fatigued, a lot of times it's their mood that's low. And when their mood is low, we feel tired. Or sometimes it's brain fog. And when you can't concentrate, you feel tired. And sometimes it's stress, like I talked about before. And so all of these things are different aspects of metabolism in the body. But we thought, you know what? If we can manipulate all of those back into balance, people are going to have more energy. They're certainly going to have less fatigue. They're certainly going to feel better. So in a lot of ways, Axio isn't an energy drink. It's really more of a feel-good drink. And the reason I think it's important for you guys from a product perspective is because you can feel it pretty quickly. But because we're able to activate the Nrf2 pathway specifically in the brain, we can get an effect on mood and on tension and on focus and on energy levels with the same product. And it's important because of this. A lot of times if our mood is off, you get one of these billion-dollar categories of medications that helps with mood. If your issue is tension and inability to relax and go to sleep, Sometimes we get these, Lunesta or Ambien, which are billion-dollar categories of sleep drugs. Sometimes if it's brain fog, we can't concentrate, we can't stay on task, you get one of these things, Adderall and Ritalin and Provigil, to wake us up and help us focus, right? These focus medications. And sometimes if it's just, you're just, for the love of God, I just need to get through the day, you grab one of these things, you know, at the convenience store, at the coffee shop. When you add all of that up, all the things that people are selecting to help them feel differently than they feel now, it's $100 billion a year, over $100 billion a year in the United States alone. So people clearly don't feel the way they want to feel, and it's all because of cellular stress in all these different ways. So when we formulated Axio, we wanted to take the same matrix approach using these NRF2 activating phytonutrients to have that effect in the brain that we have on the skin with TrueScience and that we have systemically throughout the body with Protandim. And we want to do some studies around it. So here's the first trial that we have. This is 400 subjects that use the products from anywhere from 1 day to 7 days. This is acute data right here. This is one usage. Huckleberry green grape and red raspberry. And what you're seeing here is how fast did they sense this energy coming into their body and how long did it last? So initial burst and duration of effect. And what you see is most of the people are right here within 15 to 30 to 45 minutes. You know, that's about 70% of the population is feeling it within minutes, feeling it relatively quickly, that their energy and mood and motivation is coming back into their body. But it's lasting a long time. This is one thing to get this, but it might fall off quickly, like a lot of the existing energy drinks that are out there. So we wanted to see how long it lasts. So 1 to 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours, 3 to 4, 4 or more. This is 70 to 80% of the population right here, of the users that felt it for a long period of time. So people will say to me sometimes, how many of those Axios can I drink every day? And I tell them that marketing says drink as many as you possibly can. But I look at it as a scientist and I go, well, wait a minute, if it's getting you 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 more hours, you're going to run out of day before you're taking too many of these things, right? So that sustained energy is a really important thing. When people use it every day for 7 days, we start seeing other benefits come in. We start seeing mental focus improving in people so they can stay on task, so they can feel more creative. We see things like this, their ability to accomplish more, what I might call motivation or psychological vigor, is improved. This is something that I'm really excited about because nothing on the market does that. That ability to accomplish more, that ability to feel good enough to get up and do something with that energy is really, really important effect for people. And we have that idea of managing cellular stress, putting your body back in a healthier state through this NRF2 pathway built into every single one of our products. So in a lot of ways, LifeVantage is an anti-stress company or a cellular stress company or a lifestyle stress company, however you want to describe it, but it's all about sharing these products, not becoming the product expert. NRF2 is a really, really exciting place to be right now because it used to be just about oxidative stress. Then it became a little bit about inflammatory stress. And now it's really thought of as this central convergence point of all of these stressors in the world, all of these things that we're exposed to, and how that's integrated at the cellular level to improve our stress defense and improve our metabolism and literally improve our longevity. There are studies underway looking at NRF2 activation and how it can extend lifespan. You know, that's a pretty important effect, you know. We can talk about oxidative balance, and we can talk about cellular stress, and we can talk about hormones and stuff. I'll guarantee you not a single person is going to come to you tomorrow and say, hey, do you have anything to manage my NRF2 metabolism? Right? That's not going to happen. What they're going to look for is something that helps them feel better. That's Axio. Something that helps them look better. That's TrueScience. And something that helps them perform better. And in certain ways, that's somewhat Axio, somewhat Protandim, somewhat the performance products that we're working on. But those are the benefits that we're getting at such an amazingly high level because of the metabolism modulators that we're building into our products. Okay? So I'm just going to end with two final slides. This is the end of my presentation. And I said that you're going to have a choice, right? You're going to have a choice to try the products, get into the business, or not, right? And those are all legitimate choices based on where you are in life, where you are now with your decision process. But the first opportunity you need to do is figure out which one, it's to see that there's even a choice, right? You might look at this and go, nah, I don't really see anything interesting there. Fine. You might look at it and say, you know, it's interesting, but I'm just going to stay here. I'm going to stay on the normal path that I'm on right now. That's also perfectly fine. The distributors that are in here right now chose this, right? That's a gnarly path. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be even gnarlier because hardly anyone's heard about Nerf 2. It's an idea that I said before, it sounds ridiculous to most people because it's so new. It doesn't make sense that this pathway is built in already to every single cell in our body. It really is a complete paradigm shift about how we think about protecting the body and improving health and extending lifespan and health span. It's a completely, completely different way of thinking. And 9 out of 10 people that you present it to are probably going to say, no, it doesn't sound like it makes any sense. But that last person is going to say, yeah, they're going to see what we see. And that person is the person that is going to jump in here and join us, right? I can separate those people into two. I can separate this whole business model into two areas. One's caveat emptor. Anyone know what that means? Buyer beware. Who said that? I'm going to pass this. I'm going to leave this here for you to come up and get after. It means buyer beware, right? Buyer beware is a perfectly acceptable way to view our opportunity and our products and our science. They're the person that's going to sit back and go, you know what, Orville and Wilbur, I don't think that plane's going to fly. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to wait for it. Might fly, might not, but I'm not ready to jump in there with you. I'm not ready to be the co-pilot. Perfectly acceptable way to do it. The other way to think about what we're offering here is carpe diem. Another Latin term, seize the day. And I'm glad that a lot of people here know what that means. Because these are the folks that we're looking for. These are the folks that see what we see. They're the ones who are the early adopters. They're going to go, you know what? That sounds pretty good. That if this is true, and the research shows that it's true, this is going to be an exciting thing. That's why I'm here at LifeVantage, because I know about this pathway. I've studied this pathway. I can see what it does in the cells and in the models that we do and in the humans that we study. And I can see it out there in the people who are using the products. Right? That's what Carpe Diem is all about. It's about being on the front edge of something that 10 years from now, people are going to look around and go, what do you mean you're not doing Nerf 2? Don't you know that? And it's going to be a mainstream thing, right? And I mean, we can laugh about it now, but we're all sitting here with iPhones, right? 10 years ago, that was an absolutely ridiculous idea. We're at the exact same point right now with health and medicine and how we think about protecting our bodies. So I'm so glad that you guys came here tonight to listen to me talk. And I hope that, you know, I'll get to see you guys again sometime soon. Thanks a lot. Thanks, you guys. Thanks.